ocean wide. End up down the belly of a whale, sit by campfire. Oh, those daisies pushing up in the graveyard, where Romy's sleeping in the sun, going wild under the stars. I knew a woman, she loved to jump on trains. She rode that old Central Line straight down to New Orleans. She played the squeeze box like I'd never seen before. Nothing but clothes on her back and love of a young man. So nothing in her pockets, nothing but holes. Yeah, nothing in her pockets, just a squeeze box on her shoulder. Yeah, and her true love right by her side. Down in some hollow, sleeping in the grass. Best be waking soon, red clouds are coming fast. A hot cup of coffee, warm her bones, cold as hell. She lost all her money down a wishing well. Sun comes shining through that window pane. We see people going as fast as they can. Yeah, folks have a hard time beneath that drunken moon. But nothing seems to matter when she plays a catching tune. Nothing in her pocket, nothing but holes. Yeah, nothing in her pocket, just a squeeze box on her shoulder. Yeah, and her true love right by her side. That ocean wide, end up down the belly of a whale, sitting by a campfire. All those daisies pushing up in the graveyard, where rum is sleeping in the sun, going wild under the stars. I knew a woman, she loved to jump on trains. She rode that old Central Line straight down to New Orleans. She played the squeeze box like I never seen before. With nothing but clothes on her back and love of a young man. So nothing in her pockets, nothing but holes. Yeah, nothing in her pocket, just a squeeze box on her shoulder. Oh, and her true love by her side. Ooh,
yeah. Ryan McNally of Whitehorse, Nothing in Her Pockets. Before that, we heard from Mr. John Prine, Wish You All the Best, a live version. Just absolutely love that one. It's like a Christmas tree, and then you throw it in the yard. Yeah, love can be that way. And we started out the evening with Steve Earle, Christmas in Washington. It's kind of depressing. I think I played the same thing for our friends in Congress last year at this time, and it's still the same dang thing. But anyway, on to brighter subjects. Buddy Tabor is here in the studio with
Maybe
me.
Maybe not so brighter.
Hey, Buddy, it is so great to have you here.
Oh, thank you, Katie.
And Buddy is just back from Folsom Prison, which was this your third trip there, fourth trip?
It's six maybe. I don't remember.
Oh my gosh! Wow.
Yeah, actually, you had something. They got a hold of an interview I think you and I had done off in.
Yeah.
APR or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think I did some reporting when I worked as a news reporter here on your first trip to Folsom, and just been kind of following your visits there, and I know it's always incredible, and we'll probably talk a little bit about that during your time here this evening. But first, we've got Ryan McNally. You wanted to share his music with us, and boy, what a talent.
Yeah, he's a young guy, I'm guessing late 20s, early 30s. He's from Whitehorse, and I walked into this, friend and I walked in last summer, late summer, into a coffee shop up there they call the Gold Claim, and he's had this pork pie hat on, and was kind of dressed up like 30s and was playing this old blues and slide guitar. Nobody was really paying much attention to him, and I just thought, boy, this guy is just amazing. So a friend of mine, Pete Beattie, sent me this album, and I thought I'd play it for you. I thought it was very, very good, and we should try to get him down to Juneau for a show. Actually, he's been down here with a band playing in the bars, but when he's with a band, he plays different kinds of music.
He was incredible. He kind of reminded me of Guy Davis.
Yeah, I mean, he's got an authentic blues sound. He's got a great voice. Sometimes he sounds like some black guy from the 30s, and then other times he sounds like Tom Waits. And I think his voice is just lovely.
And,
it's kind of cool when you can lay your hands on somebody semi-local like that, you know.
Yeah, and his CD, it looks like, just came out last year.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it came out this year, I think.
Yeah, 2010, I think it says.
Yeah, but so, I think it was released in 11.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I think so, anyway.
I wonder if he tours much, because I'm thinking, boy, next time we're in Whitehorse, I'd love to see if he's playing anywhere.
Yeah, he's got a website here, Ryan McNally, www.ryanmcnally.ca.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the CA is.
Canada. Yeah.
Canada Internet. Yeah. Is that any different than our Internet?
It must be. It's Canadian internet.
So it must say A or have maple leaves on it or something. Maybe it's hockey. Maybe there's a lot of hockey there. Or pierogies. Maybe you get a nice pierogi when you go to their website.
Something like that. I know that most Canadians do have the CA.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'd be nice to have somebody bring him down for a show, I think.
Yeah.
I saw him. I thought he was just fantastic if you like blues and stuff.
Definitely.
Yeah, he's got a nice groove and a beautiful voice.
Well, we got another cut queued up from him. What is that?
It's something, some funny. Some funny.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds good. It could be cheery, too.
Treat me like a dirty old dog. I'm walking down the street, people turn up their nose. I used to be a dishy at Sally's Soup Kitchen. She fired me like nothing, man. I found it kind of fishy. Now nobody gave me a job, and here's something funny going on. Well, I know this girl, the most beautiful thing I ever seen. Tell you I'm the king of treating her like a queen. I picked her a flower, she just looked at me sour. Asked me to walk all the way back into town. Well, baby, that's gonna take me hours. You ain't tell me some girl, something funny going on. I used to play my guitar down at the street side. I make a little money, man, everything was fine. Just some thugs started to bug me, try to rub me up. Somebody pulled out a blade, they wave it in my face. I said, just take the money, man, I don't want no trouble going on. Well, now I'm walking with my head down, pockets filled with air. I can't find no luck, I've been looking everywhere. I don't know what I'm doing, nobody I'm fooling. Some gotta give, baby, more and soon. Nothing's working out, still got hard times going on. Yeah.
filled with air. I can't find no luck, been looking everywhere. Don't know what I'm doing, nobody I'm fooling. Some gotta give it all soon, cause nothing's working out. I just got a time going on. Tell you nothing's working out, I just got a time going on.
And that's one more by Ryan McNally of Whitehorse. What a talent that Mr. Buddy Tabor is introducing us to here today on Friday Tideline with KDB. That was called Some Funny from his CD Down Home.
Maybe we should play a third one after we talk.
Yeah, he's just so good.
I know, you just can't put it down.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you here. Buddy has come all the way from Douglas.
That's where you live, too.
Yeah, that's right.
We're special breed that live on the island.
Yeah, there's it definitely takes something special to live in the dark and wind and rain.
Yes, we love it.
It's an uplifting place.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So anyway, here we are, Katie.
Here we are, and it's just so great to have you here, Buddy. And Buddy has just unveiled another gem he's brought here. He's brought a boxed set, something called
Goodbye Babylon.
Yeah, which is it's a reissue of a bunch of gospel stuff that I think started. It goes from like the early part of this 20th century through 1960.
Yeah, 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the latest thing on there is 1960. It was Mahalia Jackson singing Amazing Grace. She's an amazing singer. She is amazing. But anyway,
how many CDs are in there? Boy.
I don't know.
Wow.
I'm just kind of fumbling with them. I'm sorry. Don't tell them I'm fumbling.
Anyway, it's only radio.
It's only radio.
Yeah. So Buddy, just last night you got back from your probably half-dozenth trip to Folsom Prison.
Uh-huh.
And just to fill in listeners who don't know about this, Folsom started about 6-7 years ago an arts in the prison program.
Right.
Right, where they bring in artists like Buddy to meet, kind of workshop with the prisoners, and then also perform.
Correct.
Prisoners who are poets and musicians,
and
writers.
Visual artists, writers.
Right, okay.
Musicians.
And you established some pretty strong relationships down there. Bonds.
I did. They're very, I told them they're one of the nicest group of people. It's kind of funny because my friend that takes me in, who's was kind of head of the, he's an artist and teaches art there. In the prison, his boss just got arrested for a fake assault and telling the police that she got raped because she wanted to be have her husband move her out of this neighborhood she didn't like. Now she's facing up to like 3 years.
So that was sort of, I imagine that was kind of the
boss.
Talk, huh?
Huh?
That was the talk, the kind of,
oh yeah,
was the dirt when you were there?
Oh, it's in the press and everything. It's in a paper.
Oh.
I mean, no, it's not gossip.
Okay.
They've charged her.
Yeah. Well.
So they're always busting guards for, you know, smuggling narcotics or cell phones or setting up a murder. I mean, it'd be really interesting to the people that worked there and ended up there in the prison. So after a while, you're kind of confused about who's the good guy and who's the bad guy in these situations, you know. So, but anyway, I guess that's neither here nor there. I just think it's funny, that's all.
Well, what was it like this time?
I was just going down to say goodbye to friends, you know, so it was sad. So we did a little music, not much. I stayed a couple hours, and then I got tired and left. So.
Yeah.
So maybe we should talk about this little book Marty sent me.
And tell us about Marty, Martin Williams.
Well, they call him the Mad Monk of Folsom Prison. He's a Catholic inmate. He's a poet, and he's crazy. I love him. He's a very beautiful soul. And he's one of these rare souls, no matter what side of the fence you're on. sort of makes the best with what he has and goes on with life. I know. He's a wonderful poet. Why don't you read that one poem?
Okay. Yeah, his poetry is absolutely stellar. I mean, I think it's up there with the greatest poets of any age.
Oh, I do too. I think it's just lovely what he writes.
Yeah, he's written two booklets of poetry, and this is from the second one called More Poems. And I just, this one really struck me as wonderful. I would walk in a straight line as I could find, or as jagged and winding as any West Coast trail. I would walk hungry and forget all the sad, dead food, leave it behind, farther and farther behind. I would walk through trees, through walls, through water and sand. And when my shoes fell apart, my bare feet would walk on and bleed and heal. And I would walk empty long roads of gravel and crows and big silent clouds singing every song that ever crept in my ear. And when the songs ran out, I'd make new ones. I would walk as long as the road never met. I would walk and sleep facing the sky. Rain would wash me clean, wash the gray from my soul. I would walk towards the sun, towards the moon, towards the ocean, my shadow behind me walking. And when the stars started to fall, as they say they will, the mountains and rocks all wormwood and bowls of plague, when the wolf sings the pillars down and all fails to fit, I would walk.
Beautiful. That's called Upon My Release.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's amazing, isn't he?
Absolutely. And this person is behind bars. I mean, he's not walking.
No.
Right?
No, he will one day.
Oh, man.
It's just going to be a long time.
It sounds like you're kind of brothers from different mothers. I get that idea.
I love his work. Let me see. Maybe I'll read one.
Okay.
I'll read one. I should have marked it.
Let's see.
I don't even like dogs, but I was really touched by this poem. This is called, excuse me. It's called A Moment of Clarity. It was a big dog, a sleek black boxer, still dignified in death, entrails strewn across the shiny crosswalk lines, and bloody tire prints left there, murdered by one of these machines, some fine-tuned monster driven by its perfumed slave, while other slaves and monsters wheel by, through, over, until I wrapped him in a stiff, tattered rug and dragged him to the sidewalk. Monsters bleated as I held up their mindless progress, and briefly I imagined a tire iron and 100 smashed rectangular eyes.
Ooh, a lot of imagery there.
Yeah. Otherwise, you'd like to break out all the car lights. That's the rectangular eyes for running over the dog. But I just think he's lovely. Maybe we'll do one more.
Okay.
They just had a huge riot before I got there. A couple of gangs got into it over the basketball courts, and 8 people were stabbed, and 3 were shot. Mm. Fortunately, everyone lived.
Mm. Any of your friends?
No.
No.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
They're not involved in that usually.
Yeah.
This is called The Damned. At the age of 20, body still soft with adolescence, he stands in a steel mesh cage alone. He stands in his underwear, still wet from a brief cold shower, to wash the pepper spray from his eyes and skin. His head is freshly shaved, pale and patchy with stubble like dirty marble. He laughs while another man bleeds slowly to death, while another prisoner cleans blood from the plastic gurney and the cold, naked concrete. While other prisoners sit in the uncertain, sweltering heat, he laughs while black-fingered kites circle the open pit where guards stroll, and somewhere manicured fingers rifle his paper life, damned in ink.
Mm.
So, it's a harsh life.
Yeah.
I would just say to any of our conservative friends that don't think they're being punished, it's they literally live in a life of a living hell there. So.
But writing poetry and being visited by people like you, I'm sure brings a little light in. You think?
I don't know. Let's talk about this box set.
Okay. All right.
We'll make everybody depressed and they'll turn off. This is a box set called Goodbye Babylon. It's a 6-CD set ranging from the 20s to 1960, although most of it doesn't go between. Most of it's the majority of stuff is from the 20s, 30s, 40s.
Okay.
Let's go with cut 15.
All right.
And this is Mahalia Jackson. I've never listened to Mahalia much. What a wonderful voice.
Okay. And, so cut 15, Mahalia Jackson?
Yeah, cut all 15. Right. And I was just going to say this. I read a review on this box set, and they rated along with Harry Smith's Smithsonian Folk Music Anthology.
Okay, let's take a listen. Mahalia.
God's gonna separate the wheat from the tares, didn't he say? God's gonna separate the wheat from the tares, didn't he say? Let him go any way that may, tell that great Father's day. God's gonna separate the wheat from the tares, didn't he say?
Was a great success, but we still have a handful of items left over. They're now on sale at KTOO's website. Just go to kto.org to see the full listing and to make us an offer. The sale ends on December 16th at 5 p.m. Thanks to all the fantastic businesses, organizations, and individuals who made the auction a lively and fun event.
What's on your wish list this year?
Oh, let's see. Subscriptions to Wooden Boat, Fine Home Building, the Indiana Jones box set, and Cabela's Big Game Hunting for PlayStation 3.
Is that all?
That's a start.
Here, done and done.
What is it? A gift card?
It's a library card, the best gift card in town.
Go see what you'll discover at the Juneau Public Library. Popular magazines, DVDs, video games, and so much more than great books. Visit any of the Juneau Public Libraries and get your card.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Christmas in prison, and the food was real good. We had turkey and pistols carved out of wood. And I dream of her always, even when I don't dream. Her name's on my tongue, and her blood's in my string. Wait a while, eternity. Old Mother Nature's got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing by God. She reminds me of a chess game with someone I admire, or a picnic in the rain after a prairie fire. Her heart is as big as there's a whole goddamn jail, and she's sweeter than saccharin at a drugstore sale. Wait a while, eternity. Old Mother Nature's got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing, by God. Searchlight in the big yard swings around with the gun, and the spotlights of snowflakes like the dust in the sun. It's Christmas in prison, and there'll be music tonight. I'll probably get homesick. I love you, good night. Wait a while, eternity. Old Mother Nature's got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing by God.
Yoo-hoo. Yahoo, that
John
was a...
Did John, you see him when he was in town?
I didn't.
Oh, it was an amazing show.
Oh, God, I'm so glad he was
2 hours and 20 minutes nonstop. Didn't even take a break.
Oh, man, what a night for Juno.
Oh, yeah. You know, I started not to go to. I just thought, you know, I'd seen him when he was young, and I didn't want to go see him when he was old. And I thought, oh, what the heck? You know, he's been a huge, I've loved him for so long. I thought I'd go and just pay tribute, even if the show wasn't good. It just knocked me out. Oh, it was like a religious experience, you know. And I had a fifth or sixth row back center. It was perfect sound, perfect.
Well, John Prine was here once, maybe twice, but Buddy Tabor, you've been here making that kind of music of that quality for us right here in Juneau and Douglas for the last, 30 years? 35, 40?
Oh, I've been here since 1967.
And I will say, hearing your music can be like a religious experience.
Well,
you bring us
you.
To tears, you bring us joy, you tell our stories.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For that. And you just got back from Folsom Prison, where you have been visiting just about annually or every couple of years for the last...
No, every year.
Every year.
Yeah,
every year.
Since so I think 2005, what we think.
An annual pilgrimage.
Yeah.
And just tell us a little bit about, I mean, this time was kind of a saying goodbye to your good friends now. But what was it like at the beginning?
That was a religious experience, too. I mean, people would come up after the show and shake your hand and cry and thank you for coming. You know, I've never been conned or pushed around in there. Everyone's very respectful, and they're very appreciative that you come and spend a little time. Well, what's the Bible verse? When I was in prison, you visited me. Well, come to find out, we're all in prison, just different kinds of bars, you know. It's just amazing, you know, and you know, sharing my work and then have them perform for me, you know. So. No, it was you know, quite a moving. I mean, if it wasn't touching, I mean, you didn't get paid. There was no money involved. So, I mean, if there was nothing.
But you exchanged each other's treasures.
Exactly.
From your heart.
Yeah. And that's the thing I tried to, you know, I've set some people up to go down and play there. And that's the thing I told them, no matter how much you give them, they're going to give you back more. You know, so, yeah.
And one of the, you shared some of the poetry of Marty Williams with us earlier. But then we heard the music of a Guy Davis from our box set from
not Guy Davis, Reverend Gary Davis.
Reverend, sorry, one of those. Yeah,
well, he's a Davis.
Reverend Gary Davis. That was from what back in 1935.
Yeah, that was a 1935 recording.
Yeah, from
Gary
Goodbye
Davis,
Babylon.
I am the true vine.
And then Christmas in Prison from Mr. John Prine.
Yeah.
And one of the poets that also you really connected with and you have a real appreciation for his art is a guy named Spoon Jackson.
Yeah, you can look him up. Actually, there's a following in Sweden that keeps him on the net. He's got his own website. It's called spoonjackson.com. And they did a documentary about him. And actually, they set some of his music to like a classical choir or something. But anyway, he wrote this poem here for me. I guess in his cell, he was in lockdown because of the riot, although he wasn't involved in the riot. If you're on the yard when the riots happen, everybody gets locked down, whether you did it or not. Well, somehow that sort of eludes my sense of justice, but once again, who am I? So he wrote this for me while I was in my cell, while he was in his cell locked down, because I didn't get to tell him goodbye. And then one of the teachers brought it from the cell down to me.
So you didn't get to see him this time?
No, he was in lockdown. And they wouldn't let me visit.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they won't let you through, so can't go into the living quarters.
So. And this is what he wrote.
Yeah.
Okay. It's called Gurus of Realness for Buddy Tabor and Marcella.
And I don't know who Marcella is.
What's eating me is like a burrowing mole inside my heart and soul. At times, eating all of my tender, loving spots, leaving a river of unfeeling even when I am feeling, and not allowing what needs to surface and be fed to come up and grow. Still, I keep setting sail, a small boat to trade the waters, or I take to the rapids like an otter. I find a way to express my darkness in light that sings out or remains silent. Even when I sink, I raise connected to all things natural, endless, and real. When I get the eye or eyes out of the way, I see, I feel. I think that it's fitting for Marcella to be here, one of the gurus of realness, to start the fruitful weeks of soul sharing. And Buddy Tabor's spirit is like his posters, always here. I sit in a space of the realness, open to enlightenment. I think of Brother Pat Nolan, how he and I looked for four-leaf clovers on the far side of the library. What makes me keep feeding the mole inside my soul is my habits, more good than bad, that seem to transform with me. I keep giving them flesh to devour, so they do. I cannot fault the mole in my heart and soul. I must embrace it in a way that if it must hurt, let the pain be mine and embrace it like a long-lost friend. Spoon. I think, Buddy, what he's really expressing is what a lot of people actually in this community are feeling. There's been a lot of loss, especially in the last couple of years. And that was just incredibly meaningful to me personally. I know that.
A loss is part of it, too. Gain, loss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cycle.
You got that poem in your pocket, Buddy.
Yeah.
I think I need to make a copy of it.
I'll let you.
Okay.
Yeah, check him out on the web. He's got a website called spoonjackson.com.
So Buddy Tabor is here, who I call the Woody Guthrie of Douglas. Others, like Jane Rudenberg, call the Poet Laureate of Juneau. And Buddy's shared his amazing poetry in music with us for more than three decades now, and he's here to just kind of tell us about Folsom, his recent visit there, and share some music that he's been listening to lately. And what do you got?
Let's go to that other cut on Goodbye Babylon, the gospel box set.
Okay.
This is Arizona Drains, I think. Drones, I'm not sure.
It is 6 o'clock, and you are listening to KRNN 102.7 in Juneau, Alaska. This is Friday Tideline with Katie B., and today, Buddy Tabor.
Joy in my heart overflowing, happy am I all the while. Support for KRNN comes from GCI Local Phone, providing digital phone service to homes and businesses in Juneau and throughout Southeast. On the web at www.gci.com.
Programming support comes from Heartside Books and Toys in the Nugget Mall, offering a selection of toys for all ages, including science kits, kitchen sets and play food, building blocks, and spy gear. Heartside Books, a shopping destination since 1975.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Friday Tideline with Katie B. And Buddy Tabor has been in the studio with me, and we've just been sharing some music and poetry and talking about his time and times at Folsom Prison. Just back. I want to share with you the weather. It looks like the forecast is for rain and snow to diminish later on. And yeah, by tomorrow, Saturday, we've got clouds in the forecast with the highs around 36 degrees. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, chance of rain and snow. Sunday, a chance of snow in the morning, but rain in the afternoon, highs around 38. Rain and snow likely by Monday night. And it's just kind of the rain and snow thing, you know, mostly cloudy. And it's just kind of dark, too. What do you say, buddy?
That's a typical Juneau forecast for this time of year.
You think?
Dark and depressing and raining.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I think it's the high. You know, we go through these manic things. You know, like this time of year, we're all ready to, like, go crawl under the bed and not come out. And then
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of every
and then
morning.
Spring just hits, you know, and it warms up, and all of a sudden
I think you
we forget the pain of December. Don't you think that's an accurate description, the pain of December?
I think that's a song, buddy. Or at least a poem. The pain of December.
Oh.
Yeah, I think you have to kind of thrive on living on a roller coaster to live here.
Yeah,
or
it
emotional
is, that's what
roller
it is.
Coaster.
It's you up and down, you know. I mean, God, the summers. You know, when the summers are good, or the spring, late spring days are good. I mean, it's just wonderful here. The lights come back and it's warming up, and then we, you know, starting in October, you know.
Pretty much, yeah. But we're definitely in the depths of it right now. So, buddy, gosh, you've been saying, you said goodbye to your friends in Folsom.
Uh-huh.
We had an awesome fundraiser for your, well, just for those of you who don't know, Buddy is suffering with cancer. And
it's terminal. Mm-hmm.
And what does it feel like to have terminal cancer?
There's a heck of a question. It's like having a gun pointed at your head. You know, to be truthful with you, somebody pointing a gun at your head. But I mean, we could talk about the, let's be a little more positive here, Katie. You're starting to sound like me. Maybe you've been listening to my music too long. Let's talk about the fundraiser. I'd like to thank people who came and the people that supported it and put it on and all the hard work. And it's funny, but you know, I was joking with people. I have a morbid sense of humor even till the end. I'd hug people for coming and talk to them, and I'd say, thank you for coming to my going away party.
It was a great night. It was just an incredible
night. Well, it makes Juneau special too, you know. There was a lot of love and kindness and a lot of generosity, and I wanted to thank you publicly. There was a little article on it that we did with
Amy Fletcher.
Yes.
From the Empire.
Yeah, we wanted to thank her and the Empire.
She did an incredible job.
Yeah, and we live in an incredible, you know, that article wasn't supposed to focus on me, but yet the people in Juneau, you know, it's really a great town. It's been wonderful living here all these years. There's no place like it. I mean, you know, definitely we can be honest and say, you know, there's times the weather really sucks here. It's not a, I'm trying to think of the word, enabling climate. I mean, it's harsh. It wants to kick your butt. It wants to stomp you right into the ground. But it's worth living here. You know, you go to towns. I've been all over the U.S. and they just don't have this type of support and community. You know, most communities centered around strip malls, and people don't know each other. And this definitely is a community-based small city.
Yeah, the connections are so strong.
Oh, they are.
You know, and I think your fundraiser felt like this big family reunion.
That's what it was. Yeah. And I'm very grateful for it. I mean, not only the financial support, but I mean, just the emotional support too, you know.
Yeah, folks, for those of you who are just tuning in and aren't maybe not aware of this, just about, it was about, I guess, a good month ago. Maybe
it was November 6th.
November 6th, yeah. There was a fundraiser at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center for Buddy's treatment, and we had several bands play, including Kari Grover and the Wrist Rockets, the Cook County Blues Band, Honky Tonk Habit. Buddy played a little bit.
I played a couple of songs.
Yep, yeah. His good friend Jane Rudenberg was in town for it, which was awesome. Betsy Sims, organizer extraordinaire, did a fantastic job. Colette Costa did the food. And just tons of people showed up, and we had a really fun auction with Andy Klein and Colette being the auctioneers, and a silent auction. And it was just a really uplifting night.
It was.
And you know, Buddy, another night that I really feel grateful for being able to witness and be a part of was your last concert at Resurrection Lutheran Church.
Uh-huh.
That was in late August.
Right.
And boy, that was just absolutely beautiful.
Thank
you.
You
know, you just did some beautiful, beautiful music there.
Had a little help.
Yeah. From your support team.
Yes.
Yes. Betsy and Albert McDonald and Colette, your good friends.
And Jason Caputo.
Jason Caputo, yes.
Lots of people.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, it's been a good run. It's been a real good run. Yeah, that was a nice show.
Well, thank you so much for your gift of poetry and music to all of us.
Well, thank you for your support. Over the years, you've been very supportive of my work. I appreciate that.
Well, you know, the first person who told me you were a poet was Jimmy Waters. I don't know if you remember Jimmy Waters.
Uh-huh.
This was back in, I think, around when you released Meadowlark, which was probably around 1996, 97.
Yeah, we did an interview on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Jimmy, he's been a singer, musician, has been gone from Juneau for a good decade now, probably. He was a son of a preacher, a gospel singer, and had an absolutely phenomenal voice. And he put out one CD.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, and he said, you know, you got to talk to Buddy Tabor. You got to meet Buddy Tabor. And Buddy, it was just, you know, I just learned so much from you and your music. And being an aspiring poet writer myself, you know, just, and I think that I speak for a lot of listeners right now. You know, you put in a Buddy Tabor CD and you think you know that song, you've heard it, and you hear something new. It means something new to you. The lyrics that you come up with, you just, how does he do that? Seriously.
I don't know. Often I ask my same question to myself. How do I do this?
Well, it's a real gift.
Thank you.
Yeah, and in the earlier, folks, this evening, we read some poetry of Marty Williams, who is imprisoned in Folsom and is also an incredible poet. And he sent Buddy his second book of poetry with some brief letters from some of the people who Buddy worked with in the arts in the prison program down in Folsom over the years. And could you mind if I read a couple of them?
No, go ahead.
Well, here's one from a gentleman who calls him Ken, the Bluesman Blackburn.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I wish I'd known you longer better, but even the brief moments we shared made me realize your mastery of your art. Your music inspired me. Your poetry went straight to my heart. And the wisdom you sang cast a few brave glimmers of light into the darkness. You are what I think of when someone says troubadour, and that is how I will remember you. Plus, I'll always be proud to say, Buddy let me play his guitar once. Ken the Bluesman Blackburn. I love that one. And yeah. Here's another one. Buddy, to our dear friend, for being inspiration for many that seek to find a glimmer of hope and light in some of the darkest places. Now, this is interesting because, you know, you've kind of been known as, let's see,
What's depressing?
What, yeah, Box of Pain, I think, was your last CD. That was the title.
I used to say that happy songs make me depressed.
Right.
Yeah, it is sort of weird that all of a sudden I'm this beacon of light, you know. It's almost ironic. I guess there's a guy here in town that's written this novel, and I don't know who it is, but apparently he's got a, what do you call it when you take somebody that's real and then make a character of them and change their name and put them in the novel? But
A graphic novel, maybe, or a...
No, but when you do that, when you take that person and make them into a fictional character, I guess.
Okay.
Anyway, he has a fictional character, I guess, based on me because there's this one scene, I guess, of some singer-songwriter has concerts, and they won't let people sit beside the windows because they're afraid they'll jump out. I don't know who you are, but I love that little description of me like that. So, yeah, it's sort of weird that all of a sudden, you know, Buddy's dying and becoming this beacon of light for people.
So let's see what else he says. Thank you for being a vessel of tenacity and perseverance, communicated through your music to myself and so many others. I wish you well, brother, and pray to hear your live sound again. With the strength of all healing sources from around the universe, I see you healthy, well, and smiling, that with God's loving grace, we all get to have a good laugh once more. Take care, brother, and God bless. With love and respect. I think that's Thaddeus or Thad?
Thaddeus, I think.
Yeah.
He's in lockdown, too.
So you didn't get to see him?
No.
So how many people did you get to see?
Just a handful.
Just a handful.
We didn't want to do a big group, just a core group of the people that run the programs there. And we sang a few songs and talked, you know. So it wasn't really it was a little goodbye thing.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah. So. Well, it's just, you think about it, or I've thought about this anyway, that, you know, Johnny Cash went down to Folsom years ago, and he gave a big show.
Yeah, I wasn't in that category.
And he was kind of, but it was a show.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't have, to my knowledge, but he,
no, he didn't
Johnny
have,
Cash didn't get that one-on-one.
No, he didn't
with
have
prisoners.
The intimacy that I had, no.
Yeah.
But then he made more money than I did. That one album on Folsom Prison made him rich alone. But that's okay. We all got to eat, I guess.
That's right.
I didn't get paid for these.
Well, you know.
But I'm not complaining.
But really, buddy, was that ever your goal?
Well, I would have liked to have been paid. Not necessarily for Folsom, but maybe in the end here I'm getting paid back with all the love and just being shown me. Maybe that's worth more than money. But I would have liked to have been successful. Not on a Bruce Springsteen Stadium concert tour, arena tour. But I thought, that I could have toured the U.S. doing, 100, 150 seaters, or 50, even 50 seaters. But, the gigs were just impossible to get. You couldn't get them. And I don't play bars, and I don't play pizza places either. I want small, like folk clubs where they actually mm-hmm. come to listen. But there's mm-hmm. so many people doing it, you can't get them, I was even willing to subsidize them and couldn't get them. Mm-hmm. But that's okay now. But, yeah, there's lots of things I got little paybacks from it, tributes and this sort of thing that I think made it worthwhile.
Sure.
But yeah, you don't, well, you're a writer. When you look at the rate of success, it doesn't matter what level you're writing, you probably aren't going to make it in any arts field. Clay Good asked me to come in and talk to his class, and we actually did pretty much the same thing we did here. I played him a couple of songs and read him a bunch of Marty's poems. But then I asked him, I said, most of the kids are there because they're forced to be there. But there's a few that are, really interested in what they're doing. And so I asked, how many of you guys really want to be poets? And there were about four of them raised their hands. And I said, don't do it. You'll be miserable. And if you try to do it for a living, you'll starve to death. I said, use the science side of your brain. You don't want to be a poet.
But sometimes you can't help it.
No, you do what you do. No, I think it's a calling. You really don't have a choice, much of a choice anyway. It's, you do it.
And think about all those songs that you're leaving.
Yeah.
What?
That'll be up to you guys to decide what you want to think
80,
of that.
100? How many?
Maybe 150, I don't know. Maybe not that many. There's some in the trash can.
All artists have work in the trash can.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I mean that'll be you decide what survives, what doesn't. You know, I won't have any power over that. Probably didn't have any power over the other part either.
Well, buddy, you know, I think your music is, I have a really strong feeling your music is going places.
Well,
and it's going to be really fascinating to see what happens.
I'll call you from the other side and let you know what I think.
Okay, I'm going to hold you to that.
All right, I had a friend had another friend that died. Just before he died, he said, he was with him on his deathbed. He says, call me from the other side and let me know how it is. Mm-hmm. And he had a dream that his friend called him from the other side. And he talked to him on the telephone from the other side. So I'll give you a call.
I'll be waiting.
Okay.
Well, buddy, before we let you go, I think I'm going to go out with one of your songs.
Okay.
Is there anything
that's
else
your choice
you'd like to add?
That's it. I don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
You talked out?
No, but your listeners are probably getting bored. They probably just hit the scan button to try to scan another channel.
Now, I know you have lots of fans listening, but I think I'm going to, before I play Meadowlark, song from your first CD, released about 96. I'm going to read the message that the poet in Folsom Prison, Marty Williams, wrote for you.
Sure.
Life's too short for waiting. I've never waited on you, brother. You were always right on time. I can't really remember what it was like before you walked through these walls. Somehow we were brothers first, and just bumped into each other. This is a good thing, this life, even with all the prisons. You got yours like I have mine. I see it in every eye. This life is a good thing. You made all the right mistakes. I hope you make more. I love you, and that's that. Thank you for writing everyone's song. You came here for this. Peace, Marty. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Katie.
For everything.
Yeah, you too.
Barefoot boy ain't got good sense. Meadowlark on a barbed wire fence. Barefoot boy, love that yellow-breasted bird. Sweetest song you ever heard. Mockingbird don't give a damn. He sing any old song he can. Yellow bird, she sing high and sweet. Barefoot boy, put your shoes on your feet. Innocence taken at the point of a knife. Child alone on a tearful night. Sometimes those words they never can explain. Sunshine lost in a cloud of rain. Barefoot boy done grown and gone. Everything in life went wrong. Barefoot boy, sometimes he forgets. Buried underneath life's painful regrets. Always wear the shoes. always got them grown-up blues. Sometimes a light burn a hole through the dark, and through that hole flies a meadow lark. And through that hole flies a meadow lark. Junkyards are full of abandoned cars and broken hearts, and the empty space between our words and the miles we are apart. Oh, the cold wind howls and the guard dogs bark through the rusty chain link fence. And I lie here trying to make this whole thing make sense. You don't have to say you want me, you don't have to say you care, but if you ever need me, turn around and I'll be there. There's an endless chain of greasy spoons where the food is all deep fried, and another bad cup of coffee, it's enough to make you cry. It's enough to make you cry, Lord, it's enough to make you weep. When you're begging for a spare change, sometimes you gotta dig real deep. Old time is a perfect thief, good Lord, you know she'll rob you blind and steal the hands right off the clock as the years go passing by. It's another dirty night in a cheap motel and you wake up all alone, and you smell the smell of stale perfume from the women who's come and gone. Oh, that silent shroud surrounds you, you can feel the clouds of doom, and you're praying for the moment when the morning sun comes shining in your room. You don't have to say you want me, you don't have to say you care, but if you ever need me, turn around and I'll be there. Now today it might be Reno, Las Vegas, or L.A., or maybe San Francisco, or some small town on the way. On the way or in between to what my life used to be, and being held captive in what some say is being free. Old time is a perfect thief, good Lord, you know she'll rob you blind and steal the hands right off the clock as the years go passing by. Yes, these junkyards are full of abandoned cars and worn out hearts. Sometimes I sleep on empty seats and dream of broken parts and rusty bumpers and tires that have gone flat. When you're out on the road, it's awfully hard to turn and go on back. You don't have to say you want me, you don't have to say you care, but if you ever need me, turn around and I'll be there. Get along home. Thank you.
days are dark, the night falls like a hammer on these waves of guilt from this ocean of sorrow. Yes, this ocean of sorrow, of salt tears and regret that fall on me like I never would expect. They hold me down like the changing tide that haunt my soul till the day I die. Shall not complain, for thou art my holy ball and chain. I cannot escape you, I cannot leave. You are my constant mystery. So I offer up my box of pain. It's about my life I never could explain. Yes, this box of pain, of shame and pride, of unkind deeds and bold-faced lies. Yes, bold-faced lies and love unkept, of falling tears that I have wept. Behind these bars all designed within the prison systems inside our minds. Our lives are like precious pearls from a broken strand, scattered across life's unexplained sand. Like the birds that glide across your sky and fall to the earth on the day they die. Yes, the day they die, they fly no more, but rest in the memory at your beautiful door. Swans in flight across the sky, graceful birds, now watch them fly. Higher and higher till you cannot see, they've flown through the gates of eternity.
One and absolutely only Buddy Tabor. That was Box of Pain. Before that, we heard Abandoned Cars and Broken Hearts. Those were both title tracks from two of Buddy's CDs. The last one, of course, being his last CD, Box of Pain, released 4 years ago. And we started out the Buddy Tabor set with another title track, Meadowlark, from his first CD that he released in 1996. Thank you for listening, everyone, to my conversation with Buddy. He shared some music from Goodbye Babylon, a box set of gospel music, also some music from Ryan McNally of Whitehorse. We talked about his time at Folsom Prison, where he has been working over the past half dozen years or so. Every year, makes an annual pilgrimage to work with people, life in prison down there, artists and poets and musicians. And Buddy was just telling me about that song, Box of Pain. He says it's his eulogy for himself. It's about his dysfunctional relationship with God. And he also shared a great moment off the air from Folsom Prison when early on in his visits there, there's a little bit of a, I guess you'd say maybe a racial divide as far as people maybe kind of questioning, not understanding what his music was about. And the moment where he really bonded with prisoners who weren't quite getting it was when they understood. But he said, hey, you know, I'm influenced by a lot of black gospel and blues singers. And of course, Buddy was, you know, sharing with us some Mahalia Jackson, some Reverend Gary Davis. And one of the black prisoners looked at him and said, it's about the pain, isn't it? That's what we all share, the pain. And that's one of the key things that resonates Buddy's music with all of us.